Mark Bird joins us. I'm David Smolk with Paul Catalina here on ESPN Central Texas. Mark, among all the things you've done, and I know now you worry about what's next, but of all the games in which you've coached, where does that rank among your resume as an assistant and or head coach?
I would say it's definitely the top five. I mean, it was a pivotal point in our season right now, and we're playing well. We got a lot of emotion, just got a lot of firepower, and so, you know, it was good for the community and great for these kids for this program.
Mark, before a game like that, when you're facing this defending state champion and a team that has all this stuff, and, you know, when they get off the bus, sometimes they can intimidate teams. What was your message to the team to not let them do that, to just play the game in front of them and not let Grandview's history, you know, score 14 points on them?
You know, I think, you know, our biggest talk to them was the fact that the dots on their back, you know, we just got to play and keep doing what we're doing. And what's crazy is that whoever steps off the bus to us is bigger than us. You know, we're an undersized team, but, you know, our kids are playing with a lot of heart, and they take the underdog mentality, because when you line up on the field, I would take the other 11 before I'd take mine. I'm not going to lie to you, because those guys pass the eye test, and then we start playing the game and our playmakers start making plays. So we've been fortunate.
Since 1921, Whitney football, only four times in history, has won nine games or more throughout either a regular season or counting the playoffs. Why now?
You know, I think it's because of our senior class. You know, this bunch of kids, when they were eighth graders, beat Cameron. You know, so they've been in some big ball games, but I think finally it all, you know, collected at one spot, and it's this senior year, and they've definitely got the focus. You know, the program itself has changed the culture. You know, it's just it's a defensive culture, and that's one thing that I brought was the fact that you got to play defense if you're going to win big games, and we've been able to do that.
Do you now, Mark, see, and I see this happening now, even though the NFL's been now inundated with a lot of these dual-threat-type players that come out of the college offenses, and I see it now even in college, even though you're going to still have a 50-48 game. I saw Memphis and SMU put up a shootout, but it seems like things are calming down now. The defenses are either catching up to or finding ways to slow things down. Not always, but more often. Where is that coming from, in your opinion, based on also what you just said?
You know, I think more people are playing run defense, you know, and so, you know, when that ball goes in the air, we've all been taught there's only 50% chance it's going to get caught. And so if you can limit the number of passes being thrown just by putting pressure on that quarterback and playing a run front defense, and then preaching to your kids you can run just as fast as the guy next to you, and teaching them that technique to climb those receivers and make that ball have to go through you. I mean, I just think that more offenses now are going to have to go back to conventional, you know, offense and getting the ball going downhill, teaching kids to tackle in practice.
We're talking to Mark Bird, head coach at Whitney, just knocked off Grandview 26-21 on Friday night.
Is part of that also, Coach, that the teams are starting to respect the play clock a little bit more and use it to their advantage, as opposed to some of these offenses that try to snap it so fast and then, you know, they wind up kind of giving your opponent more time to come back later in the game because they scored so fast?
You know, we talk about that all the time. You know, we don't snap the ball till 3 seconds. So we tell our quarterback to put us in the best position. And I think more than the number of plays you get in the game, you better have quality plays. And so we take our time making sure that we've got quality play in, we've got the right package in. I'm not worried about the number of plays. And when I got here, they were getting 85 to 95 plays a game, and I said, it's going to be different. I hope we get to 50 a game. And we've been able to hold that. We've had a couple of games we got to 60, 65, but, you know, on a good night, we would like to be right at 55 plays and just have quality plays where the chains are moving forward.
We had Teague's Donnie Osborne on the show a couple of weeks ago, right before you played them, and I asked him about Devin Wilson, and he didn't blink, and Donnie doesn't hold back. He said, I think he's the best player in Greater Central Texas. Now, I know there's others that are in that discussion. There's other players that are blue-chip-type material. Your thoughts about Devin Wilson when you finally had a chance to kind of get to know what he could do and how much he means to your program?
I think he's probably the most underrated diamond in Central Texas, I will say that, just for what he does do. You know, he doesn't have the hype and the stars beside his name for all those prospects out there, but somebody's going to miss out on a really good football player, and he definitely has the X factor. He's got vision that's out there, and granted, there's plays I call that he make look really good. But, yes, I would definitely say he's probably one of the best-kept secrets right here in this area.
And you've been able to move him around more. You've been able to use your young quarterback and let Devin be someone where they go, oh, my, is he in the slot? Is he a running back? Is he wide out? Is he a quarterback? How much does that, like, drive a defensive coordinator crazy?
It does. I mean, it was proof the other night. Whenever we put Devin out wide, you saw three people shift to Devin. And you better know where he's at. And what's good about that, it starts to eliminate pressure on the quarterback and to Saucedo. The Saucedo kid's a threat as well. Mm-hmm. So Devin himself is definitely going to draw attention.
Well, in fact, Saucedo a year ago against Gross Peck had 281 yards. That's who you play coming up. He had 226 against, obviously, Gerald. Colby Tanner, who's a fantastic receiver, caught the game-winning, I think, or go-ahead touchdown pass. Owens, Hightower on defense, had a bunch of tackles. It's not like this is a one-man team. You've got, I mean, you don't beat Grandview and you don't go 8-1 and without having a quality and a core of good players as well.
And you're correct. You know, our 11 that we put out there, I mean, every team's got smoke and mirrors. There's no doubt about it. But the 11 we put out there are the 11 best that we got right now. And if we get to 14, that's just a bonus for us. But you are correct. We've got a couple of guys that really stand out. And, you know, they're just work ethic and passion for the game. That's what we see, just the work ethic and that passion just to play the game they love.
All right, Mark Bird, head coach at Whitney. You had the win. That's great. That gives you a chance for a district title. How do you make sure that this week the players are focused on only Gross Peck?
Well, we had that talk fifth period. You know, now the dock's on our back. And we're going to humble you all week because at the end of the week, we still got to be 1-0 versus Gross Peck. So, you know, I think staying with the fundamentals, doing what we do, and, you know, as coaches, just teaching how to accept that type of victory, you know, because it's easily social media. Cast, you know, and it's easily to get caught up in it. But, you know, right now I think our kids are very, very humble going into practice today. And so, you know, we'll see how the week goes. It's great to ride the emotion, but at the same time, they're 14 to 17-year-old kids, and you're just trying to get them on the bus on a Friday night, and you're at the mercy of them come 7:30 on a Friday night. So, you know, it's a long week, but I enjoy where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I bet you do, and I bet they do, and you earned it, no question about it. I got to give Kenny Heath, who does a quick hit with you every week for us on Friday mornings for a little weekly coaches show, he called or texted me, I think it was like on Thursday or Friday, he goes, hey, you didn't ask me for a scouting report about Grandview. And I got to tell you what I said to him, Mark. I said, I just think they have too much. And, you know, then that score starts coming down, and, hell, I'm okay with that. I mean, I have great respect for Grandview and what they are. I said, I don't think I need one this week. And, boy, was I wrong. Congratulations for what you accomplished and what your players are doing and also what you've done so far at Whitney High School.
Well, I appreciate it. And I tell you what, Kenny does a great job. And I, like you, I was unsure after about the start of the third quarter because they jumped on us 21-7. And then, you know, the things that happened last year as far as starting to get turnovers, momentum, field position, that all fell into place, and, you know, we were able to finish the game, and everything you want as a coach as far as freaking finish happened.
Well, congratulations, man. Mark, great stuff. Mark Bird, head coach at Whitney.